Blog Talk Radio.
You many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's a good way to start the morning. Tell the Lord, I love
you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I love you. You know, I've learned, my brothers and sisters, this is a good time to say, thank you, Jesus. It's a good time to get on board and say, thank you for waking me up this morning. Because it surely wasn't me that woke myself up. Well, just because we had a long clock, and because of God touched us and allowed us to have another day, man. I just thank God for it. Thank Him for this day, you know, day Friday, related, noticing that God has been really touching people, they want to come on, express their love, and then some, come on when they do come on, I just thank Him for the Holy Spirit of this whole platform. God is moving, man. His movement is so great, man. That, all thing you can do is just put it out there, man. And just,
That's it, sir.
And let the people receive God, And receiving God, it calls us to deny ourselves, man. So we
thank
can
you.
Be a good steward of what God gives us, Good steward means that take that situation of money. Some people use that, but treat it like you love it. Not cherish and worship it, but God gave you a steward to manage it and don't mess over it.
Yeah.
You don't want to displease God. So our task is. Is today is to tell God you love Him. The songwriter said, I love you, Jesus. I love you.
Worship.
Yes, sir. Even in your worship, it has to go for the lip service. It needs to be an action. Because if you love me, He said, you'll love my people too. Yes. Yes. That's what I love about the gospel, of Jesus Christ, We talk the ways of God throughout our Lord and Savior. He taught His disciples as He teaches His disciples. He's teaching us as we read it and study. So thank God for His word. Thank God
for
the Holy Spirit. Thank God for we try to come together, early, but the one came and could, and the one couldn't. We just keep it in prayer, because I know we're trying to do the will of the Lord, it's good to, man, she ought to be able to reason,
That's right.
Come together on the Lord, and let the Holy Spirit guide us, that we always do things for decent and order, we polish up more everything else. We polish it. Folks play basketball, football, or at their job, they exercise that gift that God gave them, a talent. They have to practice it,
Yes, sir.
You have to come together so we can kind of get to what we said yesterday. But I look over there and say, we have to strive.
That's it. Thank you, Lord. Got to strive.
You're striving. When you're striving, you have to make way for God to help you. So wherever you're weak in, he'll build you up, my sisters and brothers.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank him for his word. I'm thinking that they don't fall on deaf ears. You know,
that's right.
Because it starts with you first,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for what he got and what he's about to do today. You know?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We really believe his word.
Yeah.
We really believe in his word. We really believe in
that's
his word.
It.
Sometimes
thank
it's like a some people use it like it's a fountain. They cut it on and cut it off. You know, you got enough of it and you cut it off and you need some more and leave it on longer, you know. But I'm just so good. So merciful, Brother Randy, that we can serve God. We can serve him as much as we want. He don't throw us some stuff on that. But I've learned, boy. The closer you get to him, the closer you study his word, the more you want of him.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me thank you, Jesus.
Give me the Holy Spirit, Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to help us today, Lord.
Yes,
sir. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide our tongues to make us say the right thing, Lord. Lord God, I tell us, Lord, just to praise and worship you today, Lord. Lord, let us be able to deny ourselves and worship you today, Lord. We believe
that
praises go up, blessings come down. Thank you for all the ones that came out and coming out.
Thank you, Lord.
Time after time.
Thank you, Lord.
Just want to hear your word. I just want to get closer to you, Lord. But Lord, whatever distraction is right now, we ask you, Father, and we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Any hindrance, allow people to come hear your word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to have your way, Lord. We ask you to move with peace and keep our heart. Heaven is a good thing. And that's what we're seeking, not here. So thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And breaking us out the box, Lord. Thank you for giving, Father God, a good idea. Of your word. So, Lord, as we decrease, we ask for your increase, Lord. Have your way today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My. Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother, Reverend Henry, Reverend Brian, I just.
Sir.
Feel the Holy Spirit time and time over again on this life.
Yes, sir.
My God. You know, he truly blessed in having his way on God's plan.
Yes,
sir. He's having his way.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know how you're feeling this morning, Reverend Brian, but I've been reading a little bit this morning.
Talk to us.
I've been reading a little bit this morning, Reverend Harry.
Yes, sir.
I came across an old prophet.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Haggai.
Yes, sir.
And Haggai, you know, if you ever been over to Haggai.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever been in that over that scriptural journey over there, Reverend Brian, you know the Haggai is a very small book. I mean, you flip the page and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Haggai was a little book, but a big message in them couple of scriptures he had over there.
Oh, yeah.
He had a little book, but a big message. More help me holding up. The word of God came to Haggai to go and tell the people of Israel something. He had a message for me. My God. And as I was reading it, you know, I noticed that, you know, a lot of things go on right now today. What Haggai was trying to preach to the people, trying to tell to the people. See, God used his prophets to send his message in them days.
All right.
To tell what was to come, what was to happen. Haggai had a big message for the people of Israel. As I was reading, I noticed that that in Haggai, when the book of Haggai came about, the children of Israel was just, they had been in captivity in Babylon, like we was talking about the other day, for 70 years. But when Haggai came about, they had been delivered from Babylon for 15 years. And the Lord gave Haggai a message to say, you've been delivered 15 years, but my temple is still in ruin.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My temple is, the house of God is still in ruin. What are y'all waiting on to build my temple back up? My. So the people was, you know, running around, and they just didn't want to deal with it. They were annoyed by it. They were irritated. Things were going on in another book that I was reading. You know, I read it, and they just didn't want to deal with the house of God. My.
It was both.
My. They just didn't want to deal with it. They were irritated. Frustrated.
They
were doing their own things, and they didn't have time. Reverend Harry, Reverend Brian, they didn't have time. Build up the house of God. Now, we all know the temple back in the Old Testament was where, you know, you go meet God at. The glory of God come through the temple. Help me, Holy Ghost. And the people didn't have time to build back up the temple, because when the Babylonians came through, they tore down the temple and they put everybody in captivity. Now, we was talking about the three Hebrew boys in Daniel the other day. They kidnapped the kids and they did all these things. They tore down the house of God. Oh, but when God delivered them, they came back, and they was there for 15 years delivered. And they still didn't build the house of God. So God wanted to know what they was waiting on. Help me, Holy Spirit. Build up the house of God. My.
But you own something.
Oh, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning, Father God, for
thank you, Lord.
Having your way. Not our will, but let your will be done. So we thank you for your word this morning, oh God. We thank you that you send your Holy Spirit over us to do and perform and speak your word boldly on a day-to-day basis. So I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you touch us in the mighty way right now, that you be with us as we ride the scriptural journey, as we speak your word and read your word, find ourselves in the room. Just thank you for your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch us in a mighty way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Haggai, my brothers. Haggai. Get back, I'm driving too, so y'all just bear with me a little bit.
You definitely,
Chapter 1.
Name
it. It's only two chapters. That guy, chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
A call to build the house of the Lord. I called to build the house of the Lord. I'm going to start at chapter 2, verse 2. Listen what it reads like in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Listen what he said. Listen what he said, Reverend Bryant. He said, these people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. My God. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for yourself to be living in your paneled houses while the Lord while the house of the Lord remained in ruin? Is it time for you to be living good, Reverend Brian, Reverend Henry, while the Lord's house still upside down? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it says. Listen to what it reads like. Listen to what it reads. I got to pull over. Just hold on 1 second. Listen to what it reads like. My. Because it's a message here. Oh, he's telling us something right now. My. Listen to what it reads like. It says, now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Listen to what it says. It said, give careful thought to your ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Speak to me. It says, you have planted much. Listen to what it said. But harvest little. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You eat, but never have enough. My God. You drink, but never get full. You put on clothes are not warm. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what it says. You earn wages, Reverend Henry, Reverend Bryant, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what he said. He said the house of God is upside down. We running around doing all these things and doing all the things we want to do, but the house of the Lord is still upside down in shambles.
All right.
He say we working and we eating, but we don't get food. We clothe, but we still cold. Help me, Holy Spirit. We earn and we go to work and earn wages, but it's just like we never have enough. Oh, we always on the edge. We always a dollar away from being broke. Because we putting our wages only in the purse with holes in it. Listen to what it says. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house. My God. My God. And build my house. My God. My God. My God. He said, go up to the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. My. Listen to what he say. Listen to what he say. You expected much, but see, turned out to be little. My God. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away, he said. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Declared the Lord Almighty, because of my house, he said, which remains a ruin, which remains a ruin, he said, while each of you is busy with your own house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. he said, my house still upside down while you're busy with your own house, Reverend Bryant. My house still in ruin while you're busy with your own house. Help me, Holy Spirit. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth its crop. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My God. He said, I called for a drought on the fields, in the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produced, on people and livestock. and on all the labors of your hands. Because you ain't going to build the house of the Lord back up. Reverend Brian, you know I'm big on kingdom building. We gotta build the house of the Lord back up strong like it was. My God, my God, my God.
Yeah, I hear you.
And that's really all I got today, my brother. I just was reading there. He came to the prophet. He spoke through the prophet, letting the people know that y'all been delivered. Help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all been delivered and been free and doing what y'all want to do. And you was in captivity in Babylon for 70 years. Now that I've delivered y'all, help me, Holy Ghost. 15 years y'all been free. Y'all still ain't built my house back up. Y'all just been running around doing what y'all want to do, worried about yourself, worried about your own house, while the Lord's house is still in ruin, still upside down.
Well, you own something, boy.
My God, my God, my God, my God. That's all I got, my brothers. I was reading over there a little bit this morning. I just wanted to present that to y'all.
Well, you did something with it.
Yes, sir.
That's a good message. You know, we listened to this word. We read the word a little while back, right? There's some things I've seen in it, man. Just for the sake of, just you said it's all you got out of it. He said in verse 5 and verse 7, consider your ways.
Consider your ways.
Verse 5 and verse 7, he mentioned it twice. Consider your ways. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you something, boy. Is there ever time to listen to the Lord? It is now. Consider your ways. You know what I'm talking about. That's what he's telling us. You know, folks get complacent, man, and they stop. That's why I see a lot of ministers and pastors starting out right, man. But they got beside themselves and each other at this time. The people stopped working on the temple and started what, right here? They started building their own land. But God said, consider your ways, Reverend Henry.
Consider your ways. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I'm glad God's speaking, though. He don't have to speak.
That's right.
Brother
Randy, thank you, Lord.
He's speaking.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
You know what? You know what, Reverend, Reverend, that's love.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, here's the Holy Spirit. That's love.
Yes. What's that?
That is
thank
love.
You, Lord.
Because love, Larry Terry, love stuff along with you. That love, dude. And that's what he was doing, man. Israel, you right, man. I love this book, man. I've been here several times, but I love this book, man. It's very short because it's one of the minor prophets, but it has some impact.
You had major prophets like Isaiah, Ezekiel. Haggai was a minor prophet, but he had a strong message right there.
Giving God a chance to let him use him. And I love this part, you know, never mention him again after that. Hey, he gave him a voice. So I say this here, God gives in season too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Good word, man. That's a good word. I like that, but you did good with that, man. That's it. I like that.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I like
Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What you like, Ray, let me say?
I like how even when the Lord tells us something, I like how he encourages us. And he, in that 13th verse, he said, in the latter part of it, he said, I am with you, said the Lord. So if we return unto him, do just what he tells us, he'll be with us, and I'm glad about it. You know, glad about it. Thank God for beautiful how Randy brought this out. You know, it's a whole lot of meat on this bunker. I'm just thankful for the Holy Spirit speaking, thankful for the Lord guiding him, thankful even while he was driving. He was physically driving his car, but he's spiritually driving in the Holy Spirit. How about that? Thank God.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Beautiful. Wonderful job.
But you know what I really love? When he stopped, because he didn't want nothing confusing. He didn't want, to be getting right in with it, you know.
Yeah.
Give
him, he had to pull over.
On his day's work, pull over. Yeah, that's what he did. And that's that obedience to the Spirit, because you know, we don't want him. We really don't want him driving and trying to get this lesson. You know.
Yeah.
We want him to stay focused with the wheel too. We don't want to hurt himself or others as well.
Yeah.
You know, but thank God, praise man. Well, that's an awesome word.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Strong impact, man.
Strong
impact.
Oh, that's love. Love of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for his love and his patience. You know, God is patient with us, and he loves us. You know, you don't just throw us away. It's 15 years in the list. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, I mean, you know, he's, like I said, you know, he says some good stuff. I know it don't sound right the most. Tell you, by the time you come on, we just do 15 minutes, you know. don't let it be the day. Somebody said, don't let it be the day. They fine. Let me tell you. You know, I'm telling you. Man preach one sermon, brother Randy, for over 100 years, man. He said, it is going to rain.
It's gonna rain.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
it's gonna rain.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah.
They call him drunk. They didn't believe him. They said he's crazy. You know. He preached to the people. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
Yeah. It ain't that we're gonna be hairy, you know. It's gonna be like, God did his job, man. He showed up and showed out. Some revivals that you go to, man didn't put it together. But God, when God do a revival, he going to do like he told Brother Randy. Go tell the people, consider their ways. You need to stop building my temple and start working on your own land. And God drive that land up. Everything they made, every purchase they bought, it didn't come from a velvet. It was all velvet. But I love how God does it. He'll get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
He'll get your attention.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you ever got your attention? Yeah, I like that word, brother. A little while back, God has done great things with this platform that we call God's plan. A man is searching things, and he's searching our heart, brother. Thank you for the word, man. Thank you for how he's using, you know. You know,
glory,
that's
God.
A good time.
Glory.
Let a man take time out getting his word and want to help somebody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, being a widow servant, it pays off. Somebody said the song, they say, after a while, but once you find out you've been serving the Lord, it starts paying off right then.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Just a little clarity there. Once you confess out through mouth, that the Lord saved you, God risen from the dead, you open up some things there. You open up salvation. Open up salvation, my brother. That's what this is about, man. It's not about all this other stuff. It's about preaching Jesus Christ, teaching Jesus Christ, but let the people know their hope is here. Don't condemn everybody. I know that we quit, Brother Randy. Brother Randy, you still driving?
Yeah. I done pulled back off now.
Okay. But God didn't make no mistake when he said about what he said about how he's gonna separate the wheat from the tare. He didn't want us to do it. To interfere into that. Man will hear you down and throw you in the hell. But God said, No, hold up. No, wait up. I'm gonna separate them. I'm gonna separate the sheep from the goat. I'm gonna put that sheep on the right hand. I'm going to put that goat on the left hand. I know somebody came by my night and threw some tares in there and let it grow together. You know what I'm saying? But I learned something. Wolf and sheep clothing. God don't let us be. He's not going to let nobody fool us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Do you believe that? Do you believe the Lord?
Yes.
Do you believe he's not going to let me? That's what man is letting us know right now. A lot of folks that stop doing the ministry and start taking care of their own business. But God put, every time they put their little money in their bag, brother, man, it's killed like it's falling through. It's like putting a hole in it. So, man, I know I put some money in there yesterday. It ain't building up. But I learned something, boy. If you put more God in it, it'll build up. Yeah, I'm talking about kingdom building, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank God for this Holy Spirit, though. Thank him, man.
Yeah.
Thank him for what he got and what he already done. Oh, he's so awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Can we get a witness?
Yeah.
Since he hung around one of the more prophets, every time I look at one of the books, I go to Isaiah sometimes. We quote it a lot, but it's in the book. On Isaiah 5:14, we quote it. If I could just back up a little bit and just let us look at this here, because I know we've been around the Haggai. But look what he said over here, Isaiah 5:14. He said, therefore, hell hath enlarged herself, opened her mouth with a measure of the glory of the multitudes in the palm, and he that rejoiced shall descend into it. We teach them Jesus, but we have to let them know the Bible said the wages of sin is there, but hell is enlarged. People run into it. They run into it, Brother Randy. They run into it, Reverend. They run into it. A lot of folks like to go hit mess. You know what I'm talking about? They like to go something tickle their flesh. You know, I just can't live like that. man, I feel like I want to do this and thus and that. Man, this and thus and that going to be awesome. Because we know too much now. You mess around and tap into the God love. You know, tell me, you can't turn God love off like you do your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You might catch that later on. Or your friendship with another person. Man, God is looking for us to serve him all the way.
All the way.
You can't get into so faggot with them. I can get in here, you know. I'm telling you, man, I ain't just boasting. I'm going to tell you right now, I know for a fact he's coming back. Yes, sir. You can keep on hanging around. You keep doing your little jobs. You keep doing your little everyday life, man. Folks are living this thing daily. Don't look at Corona, COVID-19. Folks are leaving here daily. Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every minute of an hour. This is records. Records coming up. You know, folks are dying in one day. And we sitting up here, you don't watch it, because one thing I've learned about us, if it ain't in our front door, it don't bother us. As soon as it's in our front door, we do what we're supposed to. But they run and say, Lord, will you pray for me? Then once that little tragedy, like it got a little lighter to them, they bag off from them. They don't want to hear no more words. Don't want to hear nothing else no more. They get back where they were. They change their life. They say, well, my brother ain't here, my mother ain't here, my sister ain't here, Papa ain't here, father ain't here. I ain't got comfort in that. But you know God is making a roll call right now. Folks
That's
are
right.
hurting right now, looking at their loved ones there, and they can't do nothing about it. But he wants to consider our way. That's what Brother Rand has been telling us in the scripture he told us this morning. Consider your ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's a powerful lesson, man. Jesus said it over 2,000 years ago. Man don't have to worry about him. But I think the man, and now you got the little women telling them they can live any kind of way and serve God. You got license now. You can live by grace. They misinterpreted the whole scripture. Yes, sir. It told me that. God wants you to consider your ways. If you love somebody, help me, Holy Spirit. If you truly love somebody, would you want to hurt them? Preferably no. Preferably that you want to find a way to keep the relationship between you and that person in peace and love. You know, someone said, well, that's a fairy tale. No, when you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. You try your best to not hurt them. You try your best. And that's what we are with Christ. Trying our best. Monday through Friday. Monday. See, and I'm in a point, Reverend, here. It just means you don't have to follow what I'm just saying right now. But I'm at the point that God leads us to do a little better than what we're doing right now. We can do a little better. What we're doing now, we can do a little better right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
we choose not to because of free will, but I'm telling you, we need to choose to serve Him, to live Him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it shouldn't be a doubt that you are a believer of Christ, that you believe that He died and rose. Yeah. That's what the ministry is about. It's not about your heaven now. It's about your heaven when you get to see His face. And when you pass from this life to the next life, that's when you know, was my living in vain? You know what I'm saying? Was it living in vain? You remember those sisters, they sung that song, Is My Living in Vain?
All right.
And they said, of course not. You remember that song? Them old sisters sung that song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they're about with Chicago. I think they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Rip, I don't know. You got something, Rip?
Yes, feel pretty good, Rip.
Yes, sir. Feel pretty great, man. Feel pretty great. Still feasting off that Haggai. Yeah, what a blessing. I'm so thankful for the lesson I got out of it. God loves us enough, you know, to get our attention, you know. Yes, consider your ways. Consider. He's still calling. Somebody.
Good morning, praise the Lord. Good morning, praise the Lord. Can you all hear me?
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. You know, I thank God for the lesson that Brother Randy brought this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
In Haggai. So I had to run and get my Bible because it was sounding so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I was reading this, if you don't mind, can I just say a few things on Haggai?
You got it. It's in the book.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord for that. But you know, God has sent Haggai to Zerubbabel to talk to confront him about building his church. And verse 2 says, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord house should be built. Now, how can the people say the time is not come when God said build a house? So in other words, the people has gotten stagnated and they've gotten comfortable in doing other things. They're not concerned about God's house. They should be concerned about God's house every day of their lives. Then in verse 4, he said, the word came to the prophet Haggai and said, it is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed house, and this house lay waste. In other words, you living in your luxurious houses, and you're not even concerned about the house of God. Now, he's talking about the building of the house of God, because if you don't build the house of God, then you're not building up God's kingdom. You don't have anywhere for the people to go to hear the word. So he's saying that while you sit in your luxurious houses, my house is laying waste. So now, and when I was reading that, I thought back to the house that Saul built, the beauty of the house of God that Saul built. So God wants this house built back up so the people will have somewhere to go to worship him. And back then, they were still doing sacrifices unto God. They made places in the tabernacle so that they could do the sacrifice unto God for forgiveness and for the different sacrifices that they were doing. But they had gotten away from building God's house and were just concerned about themselves. And then when I went to verse 6, I said, come on here, Jesus. It says, ye have sown much and think and much and bring in little. Now, listen to God now. This is how God is working with it. This is how God is minimizing your blessings. He said, you have sown much and bring in little. He says, ye eat, but ye have not enough. Okay, this is the type of curse that they brought on themselves for not building God's house. He didn't take everything from them, but he's saying, you eat, but you don't get enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled. Ye are clothed, but that is non-warm. And ye that earn his wages, earn his wages to put into a bag with holes. You earning money, but God is blowing on it. He's blowing on what you are earning. Now, I'm going to go over to verse 11 to explain that verse. Wait a minute. No. Okay, wait a minute. It wasn't 11. Okay. Okay, verse 9. I'm sorry. Verse 9. It says, ye look for much, and lo, it come too little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. And, you know, I've seen that in people's lives where they make a lot, but they don't have anything because they're not serving God. So he blow on what you have. You're not giving tithes. You're not concerning about God. You're buying and doing what you want to do. So what you make, though you make a lot, God is blowing on it. So you don't have much. Am I making sense here to you?
Oh, it's in the book.
And then it says, why? Saith the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto your own house. Now God is blowing on it because what you have, you're wasting it. You're taking it to your own house. You're neglecting God. When you think about it, God blessing you to prosper, and you're not giving back anything to God, not only in your wages, but not even in your time. God is concerned about time. Now, we know tithing, yeah, God wants you to give 10% of your earning, but that is not the only way you tithe. You tied your time. You tied in your labor if the house of God needs something. Your labor is a way of tithing as well. Even taking time to find out if the pastor needs something that you could help him with. Or if you see something the pastor need or the first lady need that you can help them with, you see it, so you help them. And like I said, it does not always have to be money. It can be in time. It can be in your labor. It can even be in your prayer. Now, in chapter 6, verse 19 in the book of Matthew, it says, lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. You getting treasure, but you're laying it up. It's in your heart, but nothing pertaining to God is in your heart. So your heart is where your treasure is. So if your treasure is doing what you can do for God, if doing what you can do for the house of God, helping to bring in lost souls, now that's your treasure that is going to prosper. But it's not even only money. If you know the way, if God have given you the insight, have given you the anointed to help bring people, to help bring people to salvation, to help people to receive the Holy Ghost, and you don't do it, you're only concerned about yourself, then God would take all of that from you. So he says, lay not up for yourself treasure up on earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. And you know, we take our little diamonds and our little gold and our little money, and we put it in our house, we put it under our mattress, because we don't trust the bank. We're not going to the house of God to learn. And I say learn because if you don't understand how to protect yourself and your money, then you keep it in your house under your mattress, And, of course, somebody know it because we talk so much. And, yes, your house will be broken into. God, allow things to happen for us to open our eyes and open our heart to him. Because we can only do so much. It takes God to protect us, to show us how to protect ourselves, to show us the way. It says, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, which neither moth nor rust nor doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Laying up your treasure in heaven, your prayers. You know, you pray year after year. And sometimes you pray and you mention things you don't even understand why you're praying for it. That's laying up your treasure, because the time is going to come that prayer is going to be brought back to you. And that prayer is going to be answered. So lay up your treasure in heaven. Your treasure is your love for God. Your treasure is letting people know that God loved you. That is why he sent his only begotten son to die so that we may live. Your treasure is continuing to look to the hills from whence comes your help. Your treasure is your check that you work and earn, but you said, Lord, I'm going to give you my 10% and sometimes even give more. Your treasure is when you get your hands on anything that can help the church and take it to the church. And I didn't say sell it, but give it.
That's it.
So God was letting Haggai go to the governor, I think Zerubbabel was the governor, to let him know that the people have gotten slack. And it's not only the people, it was the governor too, because it was the governor's job to encourage the people also to build the house of God. But they had gotten to the point they were not concerned about the house of God, but they was concerned about themselves and their house. They living in a house, in the lap of luxury while the house of God was laying ruined. Glory be to God. I was so busy trying to find, because I didn't hear what I was reading, and I had to find that, because it was good what he was saying. It was good. God wants us to know that we got to serve him in everything.
That's it.
Not just in tithes and offering, everything. I think that was Brother Nutty, I believe, that was talking about how he go and he mowed the church line, mow his line, his friend's line. That's laying up treasures in heaven. That was Tim. Okay, Brother Tim, I'm sorry. Brother Tim, if you hear me. Okay, he was talking about how he was doing the work. So he was doing, that was his gift to the church, to mow it and not ask for money. He was doing it from his heart. So that was laying up his treasure. Every time he mowed that church yard, is laying up his treasure in heaven. And I think he said they pushed him away one time, but they had to come back and ask him to do it again. Because we, even though we're in church, a lot of times don't even know how to appreciate what we have. They didn't appreciate this free service that this man was giving them. And because he was doing it from the goodness of his heart, they couldn't even get it right after that. They couldn't even get anybody to do it. You don't push away a blessing God has put there for you, especially for the church that you say is God's church. How can you say this is God's church when you got so many hard-hearted people there that's pushing away the blessings of God? So this lesson is for today as well as the day that it was written. God wants us to beware of his dwelling place. Now, we realize that there is nothing on this earth that can hold God. He's too big. He's too powerful. But the church is also God's dwelling place.
Oh, yeah.
Where he come in and he anoint your service. He dwell in the midst of his people. But he want his people to be of a sincere heart. Don't try to show the affection, the love that for God that you don't have, because you might fool man, but you cannot fool God.
Yes, yes.
So I just had to say that. I just had to say that and bring that out just a little bit. Brother Randy, you did a great, awesome job. But God just wants people to understand how he will bless you in not just in finances, in a lot of things, if you would just do his will. Rather than walk away and turn from the church, turn from doing what you can for God. When you turn away, your blessings, and you can bring a curse on yourself. Because even today, God is not a God that we can play with. Even today, he will curse you just like he did during the time of Moses, during the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You still can bring curses upon you. And then we cry to the Lord, why am I going through this? Because we brought it on ourselves.
Amen.
By turning our back and neglecting God. When I was hearing that message, I'm like, I jumped out of bed. I was laying in bed listening to you, but I had to jump out of bed so I could walk this floor and talk, because I said, Lord, I said, I want to tell them something about this lesson.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm good. I'm good.
Glory be to God. And see, we look at the Old Testament like it's just in the Old Testament. No. He told it in the Old Testament because it was needed there at that time. But the same thing that the people do in the Old Testament, look around. Look around, brothers and sisters, they're doing it right now. So everything that God brought us in the Old Testament, he come back to the New Testament with it because it's still conducive for today. For today, you have so much stuff going on in church. You know, if just everybody could put their arms around everybody and just love each other and say, Lord, what do you have us to do? Show me what you need me to do in my church today or in our church today, what the church needs. When you sitting up in church and you listen to the pastor, oftentimes when something is needed, the pastor will bring it out. But what do? We turn a deaf ear to it. If you're in a position to help that church in any way, if you're a carpenter, use your skill. If you're a plumber, use your skill. If you are a painter, use your skill.
You know something? Mm-hmm.
And be excited about doing it in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to go to the house of the Lord. Shun, because we got the gift to even sweep the floor. That is what God is saying. He wants us to do what we can do. And if we can't do it, if we can't do it ourselves, pray for the one that does do it. If we have nobody, pray and ask God to send somebody. There's a way to work in so many ways. We said, oh, well, Brother John know how to do this. Brother John know people, he can do this. Well, who do you know? If you don't know nobody, get on your knees and ask God. Ask God to send somebody. Glory be to God. We don't want God to blow on our blessings because the hardness of our hearts. And that's what he'll do. You be sitting up today with $1,000 in your pocket. 2 days later, you don't have a dime. God will blow on it. You have a beautiful home because you have neglected God. You lose everything. And then you wonder what happened. But you know what? In the process of wondering what happened, you never think to yourself, I did not do what I should have did for my God.
Praise God.
So I just wanted to bring that out because I tell you, I turned the head guy, I got tickle, I got Mars all over head guy. But I thank and I praise God that he opened up what needed to have been said additionally in head guy.
God bless.
The Bible says, any man that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Pretty good.
That's it.
Whew. God is a good God, I'm telling you. Be good.
In season, out of season.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. He's awesome. Yeah.
Glory,
He's
hallelujah.
Awesome. He is awesome.
Amen. Amen.
The word has really went forth, you know. It has went forth. God has really released his Spirit over this whole platform. And the ministry is so big that everybody can say, thank you. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all the things that we've seen. And Lord, thank you for God for putting a hedge of protection around us as we come meet again. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. You know, we had to look at it like Reverend Hill, we had to look at it like this here. He put it together, man. You
know? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, he put it together. When God, I was going to try to talk to you. Let me put this a little this here. Let me see something.
With our arms open wide.
speak to me right now. That's what he said. That's what she said. You hear it, brother? Speak to me right now.
That's it.
That's where we at. That's where we at. When do God speak to you? Help me, Holy Spirit. When do we speak to you? You know, we have to know when God is speaking to us. And don't take offense like it's someone's telling you your problems and putting your business out. God hears your heart, so he speaks to it. You know, that's why God has used the word of God to man, you know. And you use the word of God, correct, man. It's to build you up, not to tear you down.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit. That's what the songwriter said. Lord, thank you for coming in with your spirit and let the people fear you. You know, that's what the word about. It keeps you in such a time like this. You know, he don't want us condemning nobody to hell. He want us to tell them that you can come and serve me and follow me. And as you walk, I will give you strength. I will give you strength. I will give you strength. If you don't need no strength, just keep on hanging around. One of these old days. One of these old days. You're going to say, oh, wow. I've learned in my little short time of living. Ain't that, I'm not old at all, period. But I've learned this little life he gave me that I have to consider my ways.
Yeah.
When God repeat things in his message, he's trying to get your attention. He told
me,
consider your ways. and he give you a warning, but he put all this other stuff on you. He wants you to repent. So,
amen.
If God gave you, God gave you something, don't close your ear to it. You just ask God for strength to get through it. He's a just God and a loving God. You know, he's going to be very fair. He said, I'm going to rain on the just and the unjust alike. That means I'm going to judge them fairly. If they did good, you don't have to worry about it. If you did bad, you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be like he did nothing different. He said, I'll come so you can have life and more abundantly. So choose this God today who you don't serve. I thank God for the message, man. Thank God how he should have shows up and show out. Every time I ain't never been on, he had never showed out and showed on because I believe when we decrease, my brothers and sisters, God can increase. He don't want us with power in him. You know what I'm talking about? We don't want the people to fear us. We want him to fear God.
And what amen. People,
fear God. It's the beginning of this.
Yeah.
When you do that, you cause yourself to say, Lord, I want to deny myself. Whatever it is, if sometime or another, conviction is a good thing. Don't let nobody tell you that. Conviction is a good thing. It causes you to repent. Some of us know what I'm talking about. It causes you to want to fight and swallow it. And talking about what you ain't gonna do, but when you're a godly person, when you live for the Lord, when the conviction comes on you, you repent and ask God to strengthen you where you're weak at. And he's a just God, he'll do it. Don't let nobody hold you to nothing. So you can't go and do that. That was a lie.
Amen.
God wait, he waiting on us. You know what I'm talking about? Don't live in sin. I'm gonna tell you right now. You can't fix yourself. Many people try that, and they fail. You cannot fix yourself. I mean, you and watch this. You can practice all you want to. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna do this. If you don't put it in the name of Jesus, Lord, give me strength not to do it. You just one breath quick and messing up. God will sustain you through some things just to teach you something. You know, he might not even move it. We don't teach that in the church. Well, we teach them good, 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 good. But we never ever teach, and God will put some plague on you to get your attention. Yes, sir.
All right.
God will put a wrap
yes,
on you. You
yes,
have
he
to
will.
Pray. Yeah, yeah. He said, Sister Mary, I ain't heard you praying in a while. Let me put this raindrop on you. And somebody said, Why he let a little rain go there? See, most flowers, good for the flowers, yeah, the more rain it gets on it, make it blossom, you know. Somebody been around the church long enough, you know, Lord, let it fall on me. Quit telling God to remove things and ask God to give you strength. Learn to understand scripture. Don't ask God to move things. Ask God to give you strength. What's the lesson in this trap? What's the lesson in this problem? Because he might be getting you ready for down life, old Erie, to go testify to old Erie. Let Erie know how good God is. Taste and see and how good he is. I know right about it. It's getting short. Time is getting short. Folks are having a lot of fun out there. They're doing cartwheels. They're doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
You Lord, don't let your pleasure. Don't let your pleasure outrun God. If you're going to have fun in God. Somebody said, oh, man, it sounds right. Trust me. You can have the word. The word will consume you. Some of these things is the best thing happening. Some people, they ain't got the little church. You know what I'm talking about? they can sell the cash. I just don't know how it's going to happen for a lot of churches when they do return. How many people are really going to return? But they've been so long sitting on the couch. Oh, I know, right? We are the temple. I'm not disputing that. I know we're the temple. Well, but it's something about getting in the worship part with all the saints there and getting in the sanctuary and that holiness hit that sanctuary. And I'm telling you, it's different from other places you've ever been. Because everybody don't want to go singing and praising him. Because that Bible told me it is the house of prayer. Yeah, you can go to him and worship him. That's what he wants to do. Brother, sister, worship him. You know, come to Jesus. Don't sit him down. Come to him and tell him all your problems. Again, you know, we always say this, if it was something over here was said, that you need to know more with clarity to it. Brother Randy and Sister Mary, they explained it and walked through it, you know. Man can get access to the understanding. But you just need prayer. We're here. If you want to testify, we're here. We just open up the door for someone. Come on in. You know, maybe you might want to know the Father for yourself as a personal relationship. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to rededicate your life and want somebody to hold your hand. We're here. Mm-hmm. This is what the ministry is about. This kingdom building. Not tearing you down, but we tearing down some strongholds, but living up to what? Some power of the Holy Spirit. So let them come in your life today. Don't leave.
Yeah.
Don't leave. Don't leave without having that personal relationship. You see how the fire that Sister Mary, it could be in you too, same way. Same God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Same God.
Amen.
Same God.
Amen.
Same God.
That's the truth.
Same God. He wants to sup with us.
Thank you.
He wants to sup with us. Rabbi, I'm telling you, he wants to sup with us. He don't want none of us. Man, don't you know? I'm going to say this, sisters and brothers. Don't you know God is pleased when the people try to come on like we do every day? Man, don't you know? I'm going to say this. Do you know the magnitude of doing this 5 days a week, man? These people do revival 5 days a week, once a year, once a every blue moon. Man, we're doing this thing every day. Five times out
of the week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And God's giving us strength to do it every day. Don't you know God's been, he's happy? But the adversary, man, so he wants the people to hear this. But I'm going to tell you this here. God has put a special anointing on this God's plan. And in this ministry. Mm-hmm. It's called, I'm not going to put it on y'all, but I'm going to put it on with me. It is called love. Love.
Yes, sir.
Love. It takes love. Mm-hmm. It takes love to do what we do. It takes love to do what we do. We're not here to compete each other. We're here to help one another see God in a different way, maybe in a different understanding, and you know, that you can serve God and walk this earth. Because he did it. He fulfilled it all. He fulfilled it. So man can what? Have access to heaven. Oh, help me out. So come to Jesus. Come.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Come. Yeah, let's be bold today. No, I want some prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hang up. I should have said this. I should have did this. No, I want to give you thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the one button.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the one button. And ask God. And tell God how great he is in your life. Yeah, he needs to hear our line, out of our mouth sometimes. Some folks don't say it unless there's one or two people around. Boy, you just
mm-hmm.
get out there like the faith that he has for us. What I'm talking about. Yeah, he do. And look what he's doing. It takes faith doing what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So come now. Come. Somebody said he do this all the time. He begging folks to come out of that back line. I want somebody mm-hmm. to receive the Lord. I want somebody
mm-hmm.
to know that they don't have to walk along with this. I want them to know
that
you want to pray for your children, we're here. You want to pray
mm-hmm.
for your marriage, we're here. If you want to pray
yes,
for your number one relationship with God, we're here. We're here.
Yes,
we're here. Let us stand in agreement with you. Again, we said in church, I called one time. I called two times.
Mm-hmm.
And I called three times. And we mm-hmm. said like this, it wasn't that we didn't extend the opportunity for a man, a child, a woman to come to Jesus. It's there. It won't be the same. What do you say before the people? Well, Lord, we ask, we open up a door. We ask, we made way for the people to come in. We tarry there for the people to come in. So it all is well with them, and only you know what's in their heart. But we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. And we have the Father, we come to the throne of grace again. Humble. Thank you for your love and your amazing grace, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The words that went up, Lord, whether the testimony, whether to teach, preach word. We thank you for the scripture was read for both the people. And we ask you, Father God, to increase in our matter, Lord, as we decrease, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you, Father God, to hide us behind the cross, Lord, as we try to run this race, Lord, that we do not run in vain, Lord. Maybe someone didn't want to come on, hit the one button and say, I need help. Lord, we're here, Lord, to ask you to bless their heart,
mm-hmm.
Lord. Or it takes a powerful person not to come off that line, know they need help. But, Lord, sometimes we could be so embarrassed. But, Lord, touch our heart, Lord, not to fear man,
mm-hmm.
but give you thanks and honor, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lord. Thank you for Sister Mary as she conveyed what she did. Thank you for
mm-hmm.
Brother Randy as he came out with the word of God this morning, Lord.
Yes,
and there's a blessed house, Lord. That it is your will, Lord. You know, we've often said, Lord, that when we pray for the man of God, surely the house will be blessed, Lord. So, Lord, move to the house, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch every man, child that's trying to do your will, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. In this day, Lord.
Yes.
Show them that you are there and you there, God, Lord. Lord, we come magnify you today, lifting you up, Lord. Some may think this is the last time we're going to be on this week. But, Lord, we can never be the last time with you, though, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to move in our heart that we never fall away from you, Lord. that you know that you see all things, Lord. Lord, bless our household that it always put peace there and love. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for our job. Thank you for our opportunity to be on this platform at such a time like this, Lord. It was built and made for virtual right now, for people who can't get to a physical house, but they can come to on virtual to listen, or maybe even comment, or maybe just wave in, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Let nothing come against it, Lord. Let nothing come against it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bind any hindrance spirit, Lord. Whether do anybody to speak or don't say nothing, Lord. We ask you to pray. If we pray, pray with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In your word, Lord, we come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I was trying to move in there, Reverend Brian, but I didn't want to break you up because I know you were extending the hand of salvation right there, so I didn't want to get in the way. But I wanted to ask for a special prayer. this Sunday be the first time since Lord called Mother Hall, and this first time I'm standing. So I've been, you think about precious memories. I think about times that she would encourage me, you know, when I would go to preach. She would always encourage me and always be real supportive and praying for me. Right before she passed, all my prayer was, Lord, I pray that I've been a good enough son, you know, because Mother, she taught me salvation, a precious gift, you know, and I just pray that since God gave me a gift, I pray that I was the best that I could be to that gift, you know, and I want God to be proud, and I want my mom to be proud as well. And I just wanted to ask prayer because it feels brand new this coming Sunday. It feels brand new because I've been, that this God's plan platform has really blessed my heart, has really blessed my, in all kind of ways. And spiritually, I mean, I've been in supernatural and visions and dreams. I just want to thank God for it and the love you guys have shown and expressed. I thank God for that as well. I want to tell all of you that I love you. Just lift me up in prayer. Keep me in prayer in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you're down,
uh-uh,
in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing. Meditate on him. Pursue He can brighten up,
oh, Jesus,
your darkest hour.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Well, Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Mama Jesus.
My. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Got real quiet, didn't it?
Huh? Yeah, praise the Lord.
Got real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Got so quiet, folks hanging up, man. They think you gave up on them, huh? Amen. Thank God for the Spirit of Holy Spirit. Oh, we just did.
Jesus.
Precious Lord. Hold my hand. Just take my hand, brother. See, I am weak, but thou strong. Read the sun is on, but was it with some kind of conviction there? Was a conviction there? You know, again, you know, I heard my brother like me say, you know, I know he's a praying man, but then you know he asked for us to pray with him. The Lord cover him in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover him with your love and your peace, Lord. As he bark on the life of your unsearchable understanding, Lord. Open up his heart and his mind that he be able to receive what you have for him, Lord, in this day. Bless his heart. Bless him even he. Bless his mother, Lord. Get the Spirit of God have it for you, Lord. Let it move mightily, Lord. Let it touch his heart and always be with you, Lord. Lord, we love him, Lord. We lift him up to you and ask him to do as you will to him, Lord. But you've been so good, Lord. So good, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Lord, we know you are God of understanding. So, Lord, we ask you, as folks even leave and come, Lord, let your Spirit never leave us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you.
In the name of Jesus.
And we ask you, Father God, to grant us peace, Lord. As we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'll tell you what, Rev. He blessed today.
Yes, sir.
We had blessed. You know,
yes,
and we have really, really made the opportunity for people to come on, you know, to say, wave their hand. But I'll tell you what, everything works in season. Let God, peace, spread abroad. Thank you, Sister Mary. And thank Brother Randy in his absence. And, thank everybody who tried to come out time after time and want to get in this word or even expound on this word. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, thank you. And my motto is God, and be your will for us to meet up again. Lord, let it give you peace that passes all understanding. Because you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been so good to us. So good, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I know you've been there. And I know you showed up and showed out again. So thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Let's, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.